This
well, is to do the number trend, some positive numbers in the Android camp. App Figures released a report that shows the Google Play Store has now surpassed the Apple App Store for total number of apps in 2014. This is a first for Google Play. It's never happened before. Apple's App Store is currently at 1.21 million apps versus Google Play's 1.43 million.
Oh,
Andrew,
man, 1.21 million. Can you believe it?
That's nothing.
So few
That's
apps.
That's a lot of apps. My goodness. That's a lot. I mean, I feel like a couple, when I'm scrolling through the list of new apps, I'm like, this is a lot of apps.
You feel it. You feel that there's a lot of apps.
Wow. Yeah. But so Android also reports around 400,000 developers versus 280,000 iOS developers. Android saw the highest growth rate in these categories in games and photography,
which I
totally believe.
Oh,
if you look at the apps that have rolled out in the past 6 months to a year, have been games have stepped up and photography has stepped up big time.
And not only for any other reason than for the fact that games right now, especially within app purchases, is an excellent way to make money on mobile.
Yeah. Oh, Lord knows. I'm sure the Two Dots people are eating lunch every day for my 99 cents. Yeah, give me five more moves. Give me five more moves. Give me five more moves. Those bastards.
Wait a minute, $1 for five more moves?
Yeah.
Yeah, 99 cents, five
they
moves.
Get
we
you.
Have, or you have to wait 20 minutes, right? Is that? No.
Well, no. I'm talking about like in a game where like I literally see two more moves and I'll win, and then I run out of moves, and you got to pay 99 cents to get five more moves in the game.
Aww,
I'm fine with the you have five tries and you got to wait 20 minutes. I'm okay with that. In fact, I like that. It's the during the game that gets
it's
me.
During That's the game. What,
yeah.
Yeah, they really got that. They really nailed that in Two Dots. You know, the original Dots, it was like, spending money wasn't, but they got on Two Dots. Anyway, you know, at some point, these numbers of how many apps there are, like, are meaningless. As soon as an app store has 500,000 apps or even 250,000 apps, like, we're good. Like, at that point, everything else after that is kind of gravy. You know what I mean? Like, like the number of apps is kind of an issue for whatever the Tizen app store is or whatever Microsoft's apps, I don't know. there are plenty of app stores that were the concern. The Amazon app store, maybe even, but even there, I don't think it's really an issue anymore. But this is interesting to look at just as a trend of like, okay, now developers are turning to Android. But in terms of usefulness of the Play Store or the App Store, it doesn't.
Well, it's funny because I think that it shows a lot. I think the number that excites me is the number of developers, the 400,000 versus 280,000. That shows people are on the platform, they're trying, they're building stuff. The chat room is talking, and they're talking about how, you know, Android is all about games and iOS is about productivity now and all this sort of stuff. You got to remember that the Apple App Store had a several-year head start on the Android, on the Google Play Store and the Android Store.
Uh-huh.
Android Marketplace. That's what it was called originally?
Android Market.
Yeah.
Android Market. And so there's a evolution or a life cycle that you're going to see, and this like burst of developers and burst of apps. Apple already had this burst, and now they've kind of, you know, if you look at the graphs too, they haven't plateaued. They're still growing, but they're not growing at the crazy rate that they were. At least you can't really see in this graph because the graph goes before 2010. But you know, Apple's growth is going to slow down while Android's is going to, you know, go that far up. And soon we'll see the productivity app. Soon we'll see like the similar trends that iOS has had. And ultimately, you know, we'll get to some point where there's my dream of parody, where an app comes out and it comes out on both platforms and it just it's just there and it works and it's, you know, and there's not as much, you know. And that said, there's always going to be exclusivity and all these sort of things, but those are all the rare cases. But it's the independent app developers that are putting their innovation and their ingenuity into new apps. I love seeing, you know, that growth in Android.
I think what's maybe a bit more interesting to me as I look at these numbers now is not iOS or Google Play. It's Amazon's App Store. Because when you think about what we're talking about here, we're talking about, you know, 1.5 million doesn't mean anything if most of them are crap and or derivative or, you know, duplicate copies, whatever. Amazon's App Store is curated. It's a lot more curated, and they're over 250,000, which means of all the apps you really want, you know, that you really need to find a solution for, very likely that Amazon App Store is going to have some of the better apps of those categories in there, and you aren't going to have to search through fluff and crap to find it. You know, passing 250,000 apps in the Amazon App Store with their particular approach, that's kind of a big deal for Amazon.
Yeah, it is.